It's awesome to have in the studio with us. We have Larry Falzon from Why God and Falzon. When you were in here last time with Greg O'Connor, Greg talked about that conversation for like the next month or so afterwards. He had such a fun time with you in the studio.
Yeah, he's quite a conversationalist.
Well, yeah, he is. He is. Well, you are too.
Well, so he's been around a long time, so he knows everything.
Yeah. So he knows a lot. Right. Well, that kind of goes along with the business. You know a little bit about a lot of things.
Yeah.
Doing what I do. But anyway, You know a lot about what you do. Why God and Falzon has been a practice for how long now?
Wow. We've been around since 1997, so 27, mm-hmm. 28 years, going on 28 years. And before that, I came from another firm that I was with for 17 years, so got a lot of time in.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, what a lot of people don't realize. They feel like if you're a lawyer, you can do anything legal that you need to do, which, a lot of lawyers kind of dabble in that, but you're finding practices are more and more specialized. And what type of practice is Why God and Falzon?
So, generally speaking, we're a personal injury firm.
Okay.
So we handle the auto accidents, motorcycles, trucks. We represent the plaintiffs or the injured people as opposed to the opposition, which is a defense attorney handling it for the insurance industry. And we've been doing that since day one, and that's the bulk of our practice.
Mm-hmm.
And then because I have six attorneys there working with me, they have certain specialties. Like one of the attorneys there, she'll do family law. I've got another one who will do, two of them do social security disability.
Okay.
And one does a little bit of workers' comp. So it's all kind of around that same personal injury umbrella, but we do branch out occasionally. I do some business litigation. We call ourselves litigators. Attorneys, not all attorneys go to court.
Right.
And people don't realize that. Transactional attorneys typically will sit in their office all day with a headset on, and that's how they do their business with corporations. They're putting together contracts and whatnot. But we're in court litigating and fighting the fight right there in the courtroom.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things. There's some lawyers who absolutely love being in the courtroom. And are you among those?
Yeah.
Who like being in the courtroom?
I don't know. I have to laugh. I had to escort a business attorney to court one. He asked me, "Will you come with me? Because I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I'm going." He didn't even know how to get into the door. So, I've been doing it since the very beginning, and I think that's the best part of being a lawyer. I mean, we're born arguers. So.
Right. I'm aware. All right. For just a background, my dad's a lawyer, and he loves being in court. Right. And my wife's a lawyer. She hates being at court. She wants to be on the phone, like you said earlier.
But, right.
So we have a segment here where we're offering up the phone lines, 787-3397. And along the lines of what we've been talking about here, if you have insurance, personal injury type question, we're opening up the phone lines for you right now. So you have the opportunity, within the spectrum that's allowed here, because you're not going to be able to get... Well, I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, you're getting a question over the phone. You're not going to be able to get all the details. We'll be able to answer the question to the best of our ability here, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Simple question. If you have anything that's, like an itch you went and scratched, I can help you with that quickly. But if I can, I'll tell you. I mean, it's simple as that.
787-3397. That's 787-3397. And this is going to be reoccurring. Every month we'll have the opportunity. If you can't call in, I know I have a certain amount of listeners who are comfortable Facebook messaging in. You've got my Facebook message. Send that to me. I'll share your question on the air. We've had some that came in advance. Like someone had asked, can I use my own car to drive for like Lyft or Uber Eats without telling my insurance company, which is kind of a big deal right now because a lot of people are using their own car for a lot of business ventures that are app-based.
Yeah, that's a big, big problem for people. They just don't realize the notice they have to give to their insurance company. So they pick up a job as a Lyft driver or want to go for Uber Eats or whatever, and they'll start driving their car and working.
Right.
And the problem is that they have to have, in order to work for Lyft or Uber Eats, you have to prove to them that your car is insured. And then Lyft will provide additional insurance for the people that are your passengers.
Okay.
Because it's a no-fault, very complicated, and the law changed in 2019. So you have to have additional insurance for those passengers. So in any case, if you're doing that, if you're trying to be an entrepreneur and doing your own thing, you must advise your insurance company because they want to upcharge. You are a commercial enterprise at that point, and you can't use your personal car insurance for that coverage. You have to get their commercial brand of policy, which is going to cost you more. But if you don't get it, and you're driving, and especially if you're driving for Uber or Lyft, and that you get into an accident, they're going to do an investigation, and they're not going to pay your claim. That means they're not going to pay for your car damage, and they're not going to pay for your no-fault benefits if you need those medical benefits.
Wow.
And you don't find that out until after. So the big thing an insurance company will do now is that they'll write insurance, and they'll take your money. And then the moment you get into a car accident, the first thing they do is they don't say, where can we send the check? They say, let's find out how we don't have to pay. So they'll send an investigator out, and they'll find out if you filled out the application right. They'll find out, what were you doing with that car? What did you use the car for? And if you say, well, I work for Uber, even if you were not an Uber driver, they will cancel your policy and not pay any claim.
Well, and that's one of the things that prompts a lot of calls, I'm sure, to why I got in Falzon. Insurance companies are, you have to pay them, but insurance companies are there to make sure they don't have to pay out. That's their job, is to try to limit how much they pay out.
That's correct. And you're going to find, you know, what the agent, when you were buying the insurance, told you or suggested to you is not going to comport to what the adjuster tells you after the accident. So two different branches of that company, and they're not always in sync.
Do you find that if you have, there's a lot of insurance companies that, yes, they have that national brand, but they have offices that are locally based compared to those that, you know, a customer who's not using a local-based office there and the national side of things. Do you find there's a difference there? Like you have more calls from the national-based side compared to the local-based side, or doesn't it matter?
No, I don't think it matters that much. I think the national-based companies caused a different problem, and that is if I'm sitting at my home on a computer and I contact X insurance company that has branches in Ohio and purchase insurance from them, it's going to be less than if I go to the branches or the computer site in Michigan, because Michigan costs more.
Right.
So you pick up the Ohio insurance, it's less money, you feel really great until you get in an auto accident, and then they tell you, we don't cover Michigan auto accidents. So you'll get your tabs for your license, you'll get your insurance, but it's worthless.
Worthless. Yeah. Just enough to get you on the road, but it's worthless.
It's worthless.
Yeah. Okay.
And by the way, you're breaking the law by not having Michigan auto insurance.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Someone said, hey, my aunt lives in a different city than I do, and my insurance would be cheaper if I, kind of what you were just talking about, if I used her address. Sounds like that. To me on the surface, that sounds like a no.
Yeah, it is a no.
And okay.
But the funny part is how the insurance companies treat it. So, 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, if that happened, they would say, naughty you. If you want this coverage, you're going to have to pay us what you should have paid us if you told us the truth. And they would cover you, and they'd cover the claim. You just had to pay them the extra $200, $500, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Now it's like, no, we're not going to pay, and we're canceling your policy. You lied to us, and because they're saving so much more money, they don't have to pay anyone's medical bill, right?
Right. Yeah. Okay. So
don't do that.
Be honest. If you don't, even though you don't want to, be honest with your insurance company, because you're going to need it. You're going to need it. When you need it, you're going to need it. I made a mistake on the application that I applied for insurance. I forgot to tell them about a DUI. Is that an easy fix?
Yeah.
Is it?
It's an easy fix before the accident.
Okay. All
right.
Okay.
I mean, all you do is you call up and say, hey, your agent or the insurance company, you say, hey, I thought it over and I forgot to tell you about a DUI I had, or my license was suspended for not paying tickets. I need to fix this. And as long as there's no claim out there, they'll let you fix it. But
okay.
You'll have to file a form they have that says, oh, I haven't had an accident in the last, week or so.
Oh.
Or whatever. So
okay.
They're going to want to make sure that you're not trying to fix it. You had an accident, and then, I'm going to fix this on the down low. And then, by the way, I also had an accident.
Right. So after you have an accident, it's a little too late at that point.
It's impossible.
All right.
They're not.
What type of situation are they in at that point? They're not going to get the payout? Or?
No, they're going to cancel your policy. You lied to us, and we're not paying on this claim.
Okay.
Simple as that.
Is it most of what you handle at Wygod and Falls, and is most of it personal injury from auto accidents?
I would say, yeah, auto and trucking. If you're hit by a truck, auto, mostly auto. But it's what I'm doing a lot now is helping people with these insurance problems. You know, they come to me and they say, the insurance won't pay me, and they said this or that. I had one case just to. Mm-hmm. Give you an example. I had these people call me. We've got an accident. The insurance asked us some questions. Now they won't pay. And what they asked them was, who lives in your house? Well, these folks, when they bought the insurance, it was a couple, single couple.
Uh-huh.
And just before the accident, they had a child. So, bingo, you've got a third person in the house that the insurance company didn't know about, so they wouldn't pay on the claim. And so we sued them. The insurance company, because it wasn't a material misrepresentation, and the court saw our way and they had to pay the claim. But that's the kind of thing you're dealing with. A lot of people are like, hey, I didn't know, I was doing something wrong. Well, if you move your brother-in-law in and you're not telling the insurance company, and this guy's an active driver and everything like that, that's one thing.
Right.
But having a child who's less than a month old, you're going to penalize these people for that? Come on.
Well, yeah, because I feel like a family's got a few other things on their mind.
Yeah, right.
At that point in their lives.
To call my insurance agent.
I'm sorry. I was dealing with 2 hours of sleep, changing diapers and feedings.
Exactly.
I didn't think to call Jake from State
Farm.
Well,
you better next time, sir.
But if they're not able to call in today, 787-3397, if you would like to ask Larry Falzon, when it comes to anything personal injury, feel free. That's what the phone line's for. That's what this segment is for here today, 787-3397. If they're not able to call through today, what's the best way? Do they go to your website? What's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
You can go to the website. You can. There's several different emails that are located on the website. You can email me directly. It's lawrence@falzonlaw.com. And you can ask questions, and we don't charge people to answer their questions.
Mm-hmm.
It's a free thing. You hear a lot of that hype now that, you don't get charged until we recover. Almost every attorney in the personal injury arena are not going to charge you for the free advice. We want to help you. We want your business. And we're willing to extend some time. My firm is, I spend a lot of time on the phone talking to people, and they don't hire me. But that's okay, because I want them to get the right information. They'll get the information from me and then go hire a TV lawyer. Thanks.
Well, really, you should hire a radio lawyer, right?
That's exactly true.
Falzonlaw.com is the website if you need to follow up there for more information. If you have a question here, we can entertain that for you here today. 787-3397. That's 787-3397. My insurance company told me that they are canceling me because I got a new roommate and did not advise them of this fact before my accident. Kind of what we just alluded to.
It's exactly like that. It's different. If you do get a roommate or you do pick up a wife somewhere or a husband, you got to tell them. you get 30 days to do that.
Okay.
So once that change, it's true too, by the way, if you get laid off from work and you lose your work-based insurance, you have to advise them within 30 days Unfortunately, that's going to result in an upcharge to your insurance. But if you don't tell them within the 30 days, they don't have to pay your claim. If they wrote the policy on the basis that you had a primary insurance through work. See, because that affects the rates. So if I have insurance through work and I say, hey, you know what? I don't need your medical coverage. I got it at work. My insurance is lower than if I had to have the medical coverage through my auto policy. So if I lose that work-based insurance, health insurance, then all of a sudden, boom, they are going to be primary. But if you don't tell them in 30 days, they're off the hook.
I feel like that's going to be something that is quite often going to be an oversight. I don't feel like there's going to be a lot of people are going to realize they need to contact their insurance. So they have another person living in the house. They lost their job, lost their insurance through their work. It's an oversight.
So you know, and that's part of the problem with Michigan No Fault is that, and I'm really vocal about this. Not to get political because both parties.
You wouldn't be the first one to get political here.
Okay. But both parties don't do this.
Yeah.
You have, there's two things in our lives that are huge: homeowners insurance and auto insurance. You can't drive in Michigan without auto insurance. It's illegal, right? So you would think that there would be, they tell you, oh, if you have a gambling problem, call this number. Or you always see commercials about gambling or whatever. Hey, how about some public service announcements about the no-fault law? Because people don't get it. They just don't understand. It's very complicated. And all these little things we're talking about today, these pitfalls about coverage, they should tell people, look, you've got to tell the insurance company everything, and don't let agents fill out the form for you. You fill out that form, because what they do now is they say, well, they'll ask you questions, they'll fill out the form, and they'll have you sign an electronic digital signature box.
Yeah.
You may never see that form. So you don't know if they're marking it correctly. You got to be responsible.
Can you be the safety net if somebody does have that type of oversight, like you referenced with the child earlier?
Oh, yeah.
If Cousin Eddie comes in and, parks his RV in your yard for a month, are you able to, can you be that safety net?
Yeah, absolutely. We do that all the time. And there are some situations I can't help with, and I'll let you know, but there are many, many situations where the insurance company is just saying, man, we're not going to pay this one. And look, if you've got 100 people making a claim and 50 of them, you say to 50 of them, we're not paying this, 50% of those, or 25, are just going to walk away, whereas the 25 who hire lawyers might have a better chance.
My insurance agent told me that I do not have to tell the truth about where I live.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's an insurance agent you want. Will this protect me later on when I make a claim?
Yeah, that's so I'll tell you a story.
All right. I love your stories.
True story.
Okay.
I have a person that works in my office.
And she
was having some marital problems. So she owned her own home that she was renting to one of her kids. And her husband had an argument. She said, I'm going to go live in the other house for a while to get some space. So she went there. And she told her insurance agent, I moved out of the marital home. I'm over here. Is there something I need to do? And the agent told her, just keep it to yourself, because if I move you over to that house because of the red zoning, you're going to pay more insurance. So just keep it to yourself. Nobody needs to know, and you'll be fine. So he thought he was doing her a favor. He wasn't being malicious. He was saying, you've been a client of mine for a long time. He was trying to do her a favor, but he didn't give her good advice, because he's not the guy making the call when she gets in an accident and the adjuster says, hey, where do you live? And then she said, I either lie or I tell the truth. And believe me, lying is not an option, because the first thing they're going to do is send out an investigator to talk to your neighbor and said, hey, how long has she been living? And the neighbors give it up.
Yeah.
It's like Squealer City. Everybody's
truth
talking.
Always finds a way to bubble up. It does.
It's unfortunate. It's an unfortunate truth.
We're running short on time for this time. But again, fallsinlaw.com. Is there a number of seat you someone should call, or are you just going to direct people to a website?
A website, or you can call us at 1-877-2-GET-PAID.
Okay. And you have an office here in Jackson, too,
yeah,
right?
We do, on the main drag over there on Michigan Avenue.
That's been a little while now, hasn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't get much use right now, but we're hoping.
Right.
Out there in Radio Land.
Hey, if you haven't called in today, make sure that you check in with them. Or 1 month from now, we'll be doing this again. 787-3397 here on AM Jackson. Larry, as always, man, it's a pleasure. It's fun talking with you. It's fun.
Yeah, well.
And you brought your guest with you, too. We didn't even talk about your...
Bumstead. He's our office mascot. He's on the stationery, so... He's been good, hasn't he? He's just been sitting here chilling until...
Now, is that a full-on bulldog, or...?
Yeah, English bulldog.
Oh, man, he's awesome. Fun personality.
Yeah, he's...
He's quieter now than when we first started.
Right. Well, the good thing about a bulldog is that they match my energy level, which is zero.
Thanks for coming in, Larry. Looking forward to next month.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mark.